Hello everyone, this is Easy Natural English with Liam, an English learning podcast for people that want to listen to some natural English that hopefully isn't too difficult. And today I'm actually going to talk a little bit about learning English. So if you listen regularly, you'll know I talk about all kinds of topics, and I don't just talk about studying English, you know, I talk about everyday stuff like shopping and hobbies and things that happen in life and things that happen in the news and all those different kinds of things. But today I am going to return to the topic of language learning, or specifically about learning English, because I imagine that all of you guys listening are learning English. So it's a topic that I know all of you will be interested in. And I am going to talk today about joining the club. Something that a linguist called Stephen Krashen talked about before. And I've talked about him before. Krashen was, still is, a linguist that talked a lot about learning languages through input and about a bunch of different stuff, really. And I'm going to talk a bit about that today. But one of the things that Krashen talked about was something he called joining the club. And when I heard this, it made a lot of sense to me. So what he was talking about is when you want to speak a foreign language. So for all you guys, when you want to speak English, if you want to have like very good pronunciation and natural sounding English, he said that something that is very important is to feel like you are part of that club. He used the word club. What he meant is you need to feel like you're part of that group. So if you're trying to speak English, for example, if you're thinking you want to have like a British accent, then you need to think of yourself as part of that group. You know, if you like, you can say to yourself, you know what, I am British. So you need to like imagine that you are British. You need to feel like you're part of that group. You need to feel like you're not an outsider. And I think a lot of us, when we speak a foreign language, we have this a bit of a barrier. We have this problem where we think, this is not natural for me. This is not my real voice. This is not what I usually sound like. This is me, you know, speaking a foreign language. This is not my language. And we sort of like somehow in our minds like think of ourselves as foreigners. We sort of think like, I am a foreigner, this is not my native language, and that kind of holds us back. And when I heard Krashen talk about this, I thought, wow, that's really true, because you know, I spoke French for a long time. You know, I lived in France and I was speaking French all the time, and sometimes, you know, people would tell me like, oh, Liam, your French is really good. You know, and I think my French, like, pronunciation was okay, and, you know, I spoke, like, kind of naturally. Sorts of things I didn't know in French and still don't know in French, but in general, I could speak, like, kind of naturally. You know, sometimes people wouldn't realize that I was a foreigner for a little while. Sometimes I'd talk, you know, very basic things, and then they would realize, like, oh, you're not French, but, like, sometimes they would think I was French at the beginning. So my pronunciation was not too bad. But then if I did an impression, so do an impression is to like copy somebody, to imitate somebody. So if I imitated a French guy, sometimes when I was talking to my French friends, I would make a joke and I would pretend to be a French guy. You know, I would say like, oh, there was a French guy at my gym and he was talking like blah, 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 blah. And I would like imitate the French guy. And then they would tell me like, wow, like, why don't you always speak French? Like, your French is really good when you imitate other people, when you're doing an impression, like when you're pretending to be a French guy, your French is much better. Like, your pronunciation is really good. It's really natural. You sound like a French guy. And I, you know, when I heard Krashen talking about this joining the club thing, I thought, ah, that's the difference. You know, normally when I was speaking French, I was Liam, a British guy, speaking French. But when I pretended to be a French guy, when I was just having fun and pretending to be a French guy, then I, you know, I wasn't Liam, the British guy anymore. I was like imitating a French guy, and that, as a result, just made my French more natural. It kind of gave me the confidence I needed to really speak that way. Hopefully you understand what I'm saying here. Hopefully you kind of go, oh, I know what you mean, and maybe you kind of realize what I'm talking about here. But yeah, I think that, like I said, if you like, usually, because like I'm talking to you now in English, and this is the voice that I'm used to hearing when I speak. You know, this is the voice in my head. This is the voice that I speak in. So when I speak French or Japanese, you know, it doesn't feel 100% like myself anymore. And there's some resistance. And this is something that Krashen talked about as well. He said there's some resistance. We want to, like, keep our voice the way we're used to hearing it. We retain or keep the, you know, the normal voice that you speak in, and we don't allow ourselves to 100% become, you know, the person that you're trying to be when you speak a foreign language. So what he said was important is to let yourself think, I am part of that group. And he said that it usually takes, you know, a long time studying that language before you can feel that way. Of course, at the beginning, it's very hard to feel that way because, you know, you don't feel very comfortable when you're speaking. But I do think that, for a lot of you who are getting more like intermediate, higher intermediate or advanced, then something that could unlock your true English ability is to try to think about this concept. So when you speak English, yeah, if you're aiming for more of a British accent, then just try to imagine, you know, I am a British guy or a British girl. And, you know, if you're trying to speak with American accent, then just imagine, like, yeah, you know, if you're trying to speak American accent, be like, yeah, I'm Sarah from California or something, you know, like, try to, like, really let yourself become this, you know, American version of yourself, or this British version of yourself, or this Australian version of yourself, or whatever accent you're going for. And yeah, try to, like, let yourself be part of that group, be part of that club. And I really do think that this is something that makes a big difference. And I found this with French, because when I was imitating people, and same with Japanese as well, like, I made a few funny videos where I was speaking Japanese, and I was kind of acting as, like, characters, and my wife listened to that, and she was like, oh, your pronunciation is really good when you're doing these, like, characters, you know, better than it usually is in real life. So for me, yeah, that's been sort of proven with French and with Japanese, that if I'm just playing around and kind of acting, you know, kind of pretending to be a French person or pretending to be a Japanese person, then it seems to make my pronunciation better and my speech patterns more natural. And yeah, I think that, like I said, what Krashen was saying is definitely true. So you can try and do this. Like, you can try and do it when you're practicing talking by yourself, or you can try and do it when you talk to other people. But try to, let yourself free. You know, don't feel like you're faking when you're speaking English. Don't think like, oh, I'm faking this. This is not natural for me. Just try to imagine, this is natural for me. This is normal for me. And yeah, you are part of that club or that group. So yeah, that was the ideas of Stephen Krashen. If you're interested, you want to learn more, you can have a look on the internet for Stephen Krashen. And you can search, like, join the club or something. That wasn't one of his, like, major theories, so I don't know if it'll be so easy to find on the internet, but you can definitely read about his input hypothesis. That comes up on Wikipedia and stuff. That's a very famous sort of theory of his. Yeah, his joining the club thing was something I heard him talk about in a video once. I don't know if that's one of his, like, major sort of topics or something, but I think it's a very good point. But anyway, thank you all very much for listening today. Don't forget to check out the links below in the description of the podcast. There you can join my Patreon page, where you get an extra episode every week. You can have a look at my app, which is available on iPhones, and you can do shadowing with me. You can watch my YouTube videos. You can buy me a coffee if you'd like to. There's all kinds of things you can do in those links, so have a look at those, and I'll see all of you guys back here next time.